Hello and welcome to episode 71 of the Anger Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Alistair Dews, and over the last 30 years, I've been privileged enough to help over 15,000 men and women to control their anger, master their emotions, and create calmer, happier, and more loving relationships. As always, I want to thank you for joining me on this podcast. I know that life is probably very busy for you, and you probably have about a million things to do every day. So I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this episode. In today's episode, I'll be discussing why it's important to not sweat the small stuff when it comes to managing your anger. In particular, I'll be discussing why people get so worked up over small things. Three tips to recognize when you are getting too caught up in these small things, and how to let them go, and how I deal with the small things in my life. Before I dive into this topic, however, remember that if you are feeling overwhelmed by anger or frustration over the little or big things in life, you are not alone. Millions of people around the world struggle with anger and its effects every day. But the good news is that there are some simple, straightforward, and proven ways to gain control over your anger and build calmer, happier, and more respectful relationships. That's why I've designed the Complete Anger Management System, my comprehensive and proven online anger management coaching program. This program is your roadmap to understanding, managing, and transforming your anger, often in just a few weeks or less, and teaching you how not just to survive, but to thrive in the face of the daily irritations we all face. For more information on the Complete Anger Management System, or to access a comprehensive free 45-minute anger management training, visit my website at angersecrets.com. I look forward to helping you control your anger once and for all. With that said, let's dive into today's episode. Don't sweat the small stuff. To begin with, let's establish what it means to not sweat the small stuff. As you may know, this phrase refers to getting caught up in minor insignificant details or issues and allowing them to negatively impact your emotions and reactions. For people struggling with anger issues, it's a common tendency to become easily irritated by these smaller things, and it can often lead to larger conflicts or frustrations. For example, more often than not, when I ask people I work with what led to the most recent argument they had with their spouse, it's often something seemingly small and insignificant, such as one person forgetting to put the dishes away or someone leaving a towel on the bathroom floor. These small issues often quickly escalate into bigger problems because my clients let them consume their thoughts and feelings, often leading to an overreaction or explosion. But why do we so often get worked up over these small things? There are, of course, many reasons for this. These include one person trying to be right all the time, as I have discussed in episode 64 of this podcast. A build-up of emotions over time, such as resentment or frustration over bigger issues, that then become projected onto small issues. Difficulty in communicating effectively and addressing underlying problems, leading to a focus on surface-level irritations, or having an overdeveloped sense of control. What this means is that for some people, feeling like they are in control of almost everything is important, and when something small goes wrong or doesn't happen as planned, it can feel like the whole world is crumbling, leading to anger and frustration. Regardless of the reason that someone gets caught up in the small stuff, it's important to recognize when you are getting caught up in these small things and how to let them go. So, how exactly do you do that? Here are a few simple tips. Tip one is simply to take a step back. When you feel yourself getting angry or irritated over a small issue, it is often helpful to take a step back and wait a moment or two and pause before responding. To help them do this, many of my clients find it helpful to take a deep breath and think about the consequences of acting in an angry way before responding. Others simply choose to excuse themselves from the situation for a few minutes to give themselves some time and space to reassess the situation and evaluate whether it is really important enough to get angry over. Whatever option you choose, almost always taking a step back will give you the time to gain some perspective before responding and avoid getting caught up in a minor issue. Tip 2 is to ask yourself, will this matter in a week, or a month, or even a year? Often it is easy to become so focused on the present moment that you forget to think about the bigger picture. By asking yourself if this small issue will still be important to you in a week, a month, or even a year from now, you can gain some perspective and let go of minor irritations before they escalate into something bigger. In fact, I once saw a client who was facing deportation from the country he was living in due to a domestic violence situation. This deportation would understandably have huge effects on my client, his family, and his whole life. As this client's court date became closer, I expected my client to be more and more stressed about his situation. But he was not. So I asked my client why he seemed so calm, even when facing such a huge challenge. He replied that he had learned through his life to ask himself the simple question, will this matter to me in 5 years' time? He knew from his own life experience that the things he was worried about 5 years ago were things he couldn't even remember now. So why even worry about things? His life would likely be fine in 5 years' time, he thought, and he couldn't change the outcome of the court process. So why worry about it? Tip 3 is to practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude is a powerful tool in managing your anger and shifting your focus from the small things that irritate you to the bigger, more positive aspects of life. When you find yourself getting caught up in minor irritations, take a moment to think about all the things you are grateful for in life. These can be simple things, such as having a roof over your head, a loving family, or even just the fact that you are alive and healthy. By shifting your focus to gratitude on a regular basis, you can gain perspective and let go of the small things that are bothering you. Practicing gratitude also helps build resilience and positivity, making it easier to handle future irritations without getting worked up. So next time you find yourself sweating the small stuff, remember these 3 tips and take a step back. Ask yourself if this issue will truly matter in a week, a month, or even a year, and practice gratitude to shift your focus onto more positive things. On a personal note too, some people ask me if I ever get worked up about the small things in my life. Of course, these things do bother me. But perhaps one of the most influential events in my life was when I had a parent die suddenly when I was 11 years old. While this had a huge effect on me in many ways, one thing it taught me was to recognize what is important in life and what is not. If my partner forgets to put the dishes away, is this really a matter of life and death? Or if my partner is having a bad day and snaps at me, do I really need to make this a big deal and escalate it into a fight? Or can I cut her a break, think that she probably has had a bad day, and practice compassion and understanding instead? In my opinion, by knowing what is truly important in life, and also knowing how quickly life can change in major ways, helps me let go of the small things and focus on what is really important in life. And that is almost always people, people, and people. Okay, I hope that is helpful. Remember not to get caught up in the small stuff in your life. Remember too that if you'd like a roadmap to understanding, managing, and transforming your anger, visit my website, angersecrets.com, and enroll in my comprehensive online anger management coaching program, the Complete Anger Management System. Okay, thanks again for listening to this episode of the Anger Secrets podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please follow this podcast or head over to your favorite podcast app and leave a rating and review. This will help other people struggling with anger to find and benefit from this show. Also, for help with your anger right now, visit my website, angersecrets.com. And finally, remember, you can't control other people, but you can control yourself. I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.
The Anger Secrets podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of counseling, psychotherapy, or any other professional health service. No therapeutic relationship is implied or created by this podcast. If you have mental health concerns of any type, please seek out the help of a local mental health professional.